4. Literature. Listen to a discussion in a literature class. Fill in the diagram with the information that you hear.
Think about some of the classic literary works. Now, think about the plot and the story structure. How many of them are actually very unique stories? Not many of them. This was the point of an important literary movement called structuralism. Structuralism wasn't just predominant in literature either. It was actually a cultural movement that affected nearly all the arts and sciences, psychology, anthropology, mathematics, history, and, of course, literature. So, what is structuralism exactly? In literature, it's the idea that the most important part of any literary work is its underlying structure, not the characters, even if dynamic, not the plot itself, even if it's interesting and not the writing style, even if it's beautiful and clear. Structuralism is looking for, well, for uniqueness. So basically, if the structure of the work resembles previous works, even in the slightest way, it isn't considered noteworthy. Let's look at an example. Can anyone think of a truly unique literary work?
How about Romeo and Juliet? Think of all those interesting and complicated plot twists. That's got to be unique.
Actually, Romeo and Juliet uses a classic theme. Boy meets girl, falls in love, but there is a huge problem. Their families can't stand each other. Thus, the tragic ending. This structure is seen over and over again throughout history. For that reason, the structuralist would criticize it. A structuralist would say that it uses a formula. Understand?
Okay, I guess I can see that.
All right, then. But what if the story were switched around, changed? Would it be unique then? For example, if the story were about two families that liked each other and then arranged for their kids to get married, but the kids didn't like each other, and all this leads to a tragic end, would that satisfy our highly critical structuralists?
It's completely different, so it must be unique.
Sorry, no. It would not satisfy the structuralists. It still has the same basic elements: love, animosity, and of course, the tragic ending. The formula is still the same. And, by the way, structuralists have a name for this. They call it an inverse structure.
Then what are structuralists looking for, exactly?
Like I said, something completely new and different, without any comparisons. In structuralism, the whole goal is to reduce the story down to its basic components, the most basic structure. Then, if the structure is new and different, it becomes noteworthy. Otherwise, it's just another piece of literature. The thing all structuralism has in common, I mean, whether it is in history or psychology or anthropology or literature, is that it looks for the meaning of things in the distinctiveness of its structure. In literature specifically, though, structuralism doesn't see any value in the work unless it's unique.
1. How is the professor's lecture organized? Two. How does the professor begin her lecture? Three. Why does the student mention Romeo and Juliet?